For years, the Labour politician Greville Janner, he became Lord Janner, faced accusations that he was a child abuser. Because he fell ill with Alzheimer's disease, he couldn't be tried in court, but after his death, his accusers launched a private lawsuit against his estate, claiming compensation. Well, now six of them have withdrawn those accusations, and his family say that proves he has been exonerated. Well, on the line is Peter Garsden of Simpson Miller Solicitors, who's the president of the Association of Child Abuse Lawyers. Is the family, in your view, right to make that claim, Mr. Garsden?
No, I don't think they are, unfortunately. I think the point to underline is that, well, first of all, these aren't my cases, so I speak from information I've received.
Indeed, and I should say that we have tried to talk to their lawyer, but we can't.
No. Well, I know what the situation is because we also have cases against Janner, which we haven't withdrawn and are still continuing. But the point is that one of the fundamental problems in civil actions brought many years after the event is something called limitation, which says that proceedings have to be issued before the age of 21, save in exceptional circumstances. And when the abuser is dead, obviously he died during the currency of these actions, it makes them much more difficult to pursue. That's not to say that the allegations aren't maintained by the claimants. They are. But one has to do a risk assessment when deciding whether to continue or not, and circumstances can change. And the circumstance that has changed in this case is that Lord Janner has died, so he can't give evidence. And Daniel Janner, in his submissions, has said that he is determined to pursue these cases to trial, and there's a limited amount of money in the estate. So if all the estate is used by legal fees and there's nothing left to pay the claimants, which is a possibility, then the actions become illusory and not worth pursuing, and that is why they've been withdrawn, not because the allegations have been dropped.
Yeah, but surely you say illusory and not worth pursuing. That suggests, doesn't it, that the only reason they were doing it was to get compensation. One would like to think that the reason they were doing it, if these allegations were founded in fact, was because they wanted justice to be seen to be done.
They want justice to be done. They were abused, they say, by Lord Janner, and they're entitled to compensation for their ruined life. Because abuse is catastrophic. It prevents relations with the same and the opposite sex. It creates mistrust, and most of our clients are unable to work.
Why, so, in that case, has it taken so? Did it take so long for any sort of criminal proceedings to be begun?
Well, that's a matter for the Crown Prosecution Service. But
well, is it, or did they not get told? Were the complaints not lodged early enough?
No, there were many complaints lodged and were three attempts to prosecute Lord Janner. That's exactly what the ICSA inquiry is investigating.
This is the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse.
Indeed so. They want to find out whether any pressure was brought to bear by government, because Lord Janner was a celebrated character, not to pursue these allegations. Because, I mean, we won't go into that now, but the Waterhouse inquiry, for example, adopted a very light approach to Lord Janner, and he made no comment to interviews, and it wasn't properly investigated.
Would imply a huge conspiracy, wouldn't it?
Well, it would imply some sort of pressure being brought to bear. I wouldn't say a conspiracy. Pressure being brought to bear, it being in the national interest many years ago, not for politicians not to be prosecuted, because it was thought at that time that it could bring about a collapse in government as we know it, if the figureheads were seen to be fallible and open to criminal process. That obviously isn't the way we look at things now, because of freedom of information and the way in which things have developed. But many years ago, I think it was a very different story.
Peter Garsden, many thanks. Greville Janner was a clever, colourful politician who became a Labour MP and then a member of the House of Lords. But his private life concealed a dark secret, according to his abusers. To his accusers, they said he was a child abuser. He died from Alzheimer's disease last year, never faced a proper trial. But now his family say he has been exonerated. Tom Simons is our Home Affairs correspondent. A quick bit of background, if you would, Tom.
It's a long bit of background, but I'll keep it short. He was accused of abusing children between the late 60s and the mid-80s. A prosecution against him really stopped after he died in the end of 2015. And Since there, two processes have sought to get to the bottom of these allegations. One is the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse, but the other was civil cases. Six people sued Lord Jana's estate in an attempt to prove their allegations and to win damages. Now, it's those six who've recently said they are dropping those cases.
Because
they say they are unlikely to win an argument about why they delayed coming forward in making these allegations, bearing in mind these are allegations that go back something like 30 or 40 years. Now, the court says that you have to bring an allegation like this within 3 years. Now, there are objections. If you can show that you couldn't have come forward earlier, then a case can be heard. But I think the lawyers in this case felt that that wasn't likely to happen, and therefore they didn't have a case that could work in court.
Right, but
now, the Jana family say there's another explanation, and that is that these are false allegations, right. And that there are holes in the stories.
But that isn't necessarily the end of it all.
It's not, because the independent inquiry into child sexual abuse has said that it is minded, and this is the wording, to make factual findings about whether Lord Jana committed all or any part of the abuse alleged. Now, the small print there is important. Minded to, and that means effectively that they haven't yet decided to make these factual findings. They can in the future. They haven't decided finally. What they are going to do is look at how institutions, such as social services in Leicestershire, the police, prosecutors, how they all reacted to allegations being made against Lord Jana. But theoretically, they don't have to actually decide whether the allegations are true, and that means, because the civil cases aren't going to be heard, that it is possible that there will be no official fact-finding in this case.
Thank you very much, Tom. Well, in the studio with me is Lord Jana's youngest child. She is the senior rabbi to Reform Judaism, Laura Jana Klesner. Good morning to you.
Good morning, John.
This is not a totally satisfactory conclusion, is it?
We're nearly there. There's no dark secret. There was a very dark framing. And this wasn't cries unheard. People had the opportunity to speak in the past in many different spheres. And we're nearly there. This is the end of the civil case. The people accusing have dropped away, as you heard. And there is no case whatsoever on the papers at the High Court. None.
There isn't one outstanding, as was suggested.
No, there is a suggestion that someone might have done it, but there is nothing issued whatsoever. There is huff and puff and blow your house down, but nothing.
So, as far as you're concerned, it is now completely over.
This stage is over. The situation has changed so significantly that now we would like the inquiry to stop a strand into an individual who the facts have changed about. There is no criminal case, no civil case, and we want them, the inquiry, to do what the inquiry is meant to do and the terms say, which is to look into institutions. And I just want to correct one thing that Tom Simon said. The terms of reference changed in April to move away from the idea of looking into particular allegations to looking at institutions, because they realised they couldn't look at allegations because there's absolutely no cross-examining of anyone.
Well, perhaps that should be changed. Perhaps that it could be cleared up if there were a proper investigation by the inquiry along those lines.
John, a proper investigation is a court, not a public inquiry, where we are told that they will not be cross-examined. And also, John, we're not going to have our say. They've refused to let us speak. They've refused to let us meet Baroness J. So that does not count as a proper, any kind of format. You've got someone completely framed, completely great and good, who people have lied about, and in many, many different spaces. And now, to say that's a proper space, it's not. It's
Why would they have lied about him?
Why would they have lied? They may have had many different motivations. The compensation lawyer business industry advertises. So, for instance, it advertises in Inside Time. It promises that 98%, I've got the advert here, 98% of child abuse compensation claims are settled outside court. So let's say something's happened to you. You go for compo culture, and the lawyers say, don't worry, you won't have to speak in court. In black and white it says, meaning that you won't be expected to attend a court hearing.
A final thought about what it did, what this has done to him and to your family, what it did to him and to your family.
So it speeded up his Alzheimer's. We know that from his doctor. But he was absolutely lovely, lovely until the day he died, thank God, just really lovely. And for us, it has strengthened us as a family. It has been hell to be on the end of false accusations, absolute hell every single day, every single experience is tainted by it, and it's completely wrong and unjust.
Laura Jana Kleiser, thank you very much. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.